It is day 17 of the Hollywood writers' strike, and both sides are holding firm in their fight over profits from new media. Up to now, we've talked about the issues, we've dissected the signs the writers are carrying, but what about a protest song? Who's the Pete Seeger for the scribes? Who's putting their blood, sweat, and paper cuts into song? BPP resident commentator, singer-songwriter Jill Sobule, that's who. We've gathered our members of our staff here to help Jill Sobule with a song. She's with us this good morning, Jill, by the way.
Good morning.
I need to note here, full disclosure, the BPP is not taking sides in this strike. We're just doing this in the spirit of fun and because we're all Hammy Hammertons.
Right. Don't okay. listen to the lyrics. We're just here to help with the music.
We're here to help
Committed
with the music.
Committed to the music. Okay.
Jill, take it away.
We toil in the writer's room, the windowless and dark and gloom. We entertain the people of this land. We've forsaken our great novel for the sitcom and the pilot, our blood and sweat and punchlines for the man. We are the writers, we are the writers, and we are the wrong. Just like our brothers in the coal mines and the stagehands of the East, we will suffer with just donuts out on Melrose in the heat. The producers get the glory and the actors get the fame. We Cyrano's of the back lot, left out of the game.
New media, they're calling it.
We are the writers.
We are the writers. We are the wrong.
And all we are asking is our piece of the pie. Without another season of Mad Men, I will surely die. My friends, do you know what will happen in the end if they don't pay? More of that Scott Baio show and spin-offs of Flavor Flav. We are the writers.
We are the writers. And we are the wrong.
And so we'll strike for our right just to write and get paid. Yes, we'll fight and we'll sing you this song. We are the writers.
We are the writers.
And we are the wrong.
Jill Sobule and the BBP backup singers. Jill, they need you out there on the lines.
I know. I think I'm going to go around. Well, I'm a block away from Melrose. And,
so
and instead
go.
Of giving out donuts and water, I'm just going to bring my guitar.
Now, you're not a member of the Writers Guild. You are a member?
No, no, no. I just write songs and we have it even worse. I'm going to pick it by myself in front of, I don't know, Atlantic Records
by
or
yourself,
something.
Is marching the, up and down.
But I want to say I also wrote this with Michelle Lewis. Like she helped me on this, so well, props to her.
Props
Michelle
to the writer.
Lewis. Props yes. to the writers, Jill Sobule and Michelle Lewis. Always a pleasure to have you in
I
studio.
I love being here. Thank you.
Can't wait to hear your next commentary. Singer-songwriter, guest commentator Jill Sobule. Oh, yeah, you know that'll be on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Happy holidays, Jill.
Happy holidays.
Coming up, we're going to be talking with Jill Homer, an Alaska woman who's training for the Iditarod, the human Iditarod. That'll be on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.